Robert Schuster taught English and coached an academic team for 4 years at Stuart Hall, a day and boarding private school in Stanton that is internationally renowned and where students from around the world come to live and study. When COVID hit, the school transitioned successfully to an online format, and many teachers signed their contracts to teach at the school for the 2020-2021 academic year. Following graduation in May, the school called a Zoom meeting for select teachers, where Schuster says administration officials revealed things were much more dire at the school.
There's been a budget forecast that the school's revenue is going to take this massive hit because of COVID restrictions and the projected amount of students who won't be able to come back to campus. And so there was an estimate about, like, it could be between this percent and this percent. It's a significant percent. And then it basically led to, so because of that, unfortunately, all of your contracts for the next year are being canceled.
The school had to make drastic cuts, paring down to just 10 teachers. That's about half the staff, and cutting a number of classes and programs.
Of course, a lot of people were very upset. There are some people who were crying. There were definitely some people who turned their cameras off. A lot of people started asking questions pretty frantically. The gist of it is that they were going to retain a certain number, like a small number of teachers, to provide basically only quote-unquote core classes. All sports were cut. All electives were cut. All music and performing arts are cut. All foreign languages are cut.
We were like private schools all over.
Michael Robinson is the head of Stuart Hall School.
But I think being a small boarding school, a residential school, what was coming into full view in terms of the enrollment and the revenue economic impact of the pandemic was going to be really, really significant for small boarding schools. Added onto that for Stuart Hall was our boarding population is international students.
For other private schools in the Valley, budget cuts are also part of the COVID picture. But the irony is that some of them have seen an increase in enrollment. That's because of public schools mostly going virtual at the start of the school year. Eastern Mennonite is one of those schools. Paul Lehman is the head of EMS.
We have been able to keep everyone on, and that was primarily thanks to the federal government's Paycheck Protection Program. Without that, there's no way we could be doing as well.
Lehman says they have seen revenue drops in many of the traditional areas that private schools can make extra money, such as renting out dining halls and auditoriums for events and parties.
We usually had our facility rented out a lot, and you know those have really been squelched. So a lot of rental income isn't happening.
Ron Hoke is the head of Redeemer Classical School in Keesletown. They've seen enrollment soar in the 2020-21 academic year.
Yeah, enrollment is up about 9% for us this year over last year. Yeah. And we had a pretty strong wait list in pre-K through fourth grade this year, which we typically don't have a wait list. And we had a wait list. We had to close actually those classes. We had to cap those classes. We definitely had a lot of interest this year.
Meanwhile, Stuart Hall has developed a new educational model following a strategic 6-month planning process. Michael Robinson says they are looking at what the school does best and will try to continue to deliver what makes Stuart Hall unique, especially its attraction for international students.
So much of the things that students, faculty, parents, and alumni said that they really valued most about the Stuart Hall experience were either inextricably linked or woven into the fact that we are a boarding school and a residential school with a global perspective, a global demographic footprint. So focusing on being the best boarding school we can be.
They will reopen the boarding school this spring with a COVID plan in place if the virus spreads. And they've also decided to phase out the elementary school after the current students age out in 2023. For WMRA News, I'm Bridget Manley.